That was in 2019 on that very first week of the camp that, when I met Tamara and we started doing something. It was basically like classes for songwriters, but I was a songwriter already, so I kind of got lazy one day. I didn't do my assignment, and I was like, I'm just gonna show one of my songs, and say that I wrote it yesterday, I chose Snap, which was a very I don't know why I chose Snap to show them. And they really liked it. They said, okay. And Lars and Allie and Jeremy were the songwriters who came to do like master classes. So we went into the room together and we finished the song and recorded a demo in a hotel room in Yerevan. And actually, interesting, we ended up using the demo vocals for the master. So it's because there is something magical in that. Like there's thing I recut Snap vocals, I can't even count how many times before Eurovision we were trying to get a version for like Eurovision and everything, and it didn't sound well. So we ended up using, you know what, we're gonna use the bad quality vocals recorded in a hotel room because that sounds the best.
Great. Now, obviously you represented Armenia in the Eurovision Song Contest with your song Snap. So, what was that like, being in the Eurovision Song Contest and representing your country?
Eurovision was a huge big for me. I was watching it with my family since I was eight, and it was such a big deal. It is still such a big deal in Armenia and Europe. And I remember every year, I would tell my mom that I'm gonna be on that stage one day, and she would laugh. Because even for me, it seemed impossible, but I knew I know I'm gonna be there. I don't know when I'm gonna, I don't know how, I don't have a plan for it, but I know one day I'm gonna be there. And it surprisingly for me too, it happened really soon, really early in my career. I thought I'm gonna be 45 and doing it, but yeah, but that's how we got it.